I have great affection for Nobu, but what I did on Amami... Here I had to hold a burning in my throat a long moment before I could speak again. What I did on Amami, I did because of my feelings for you, Chairman. Every step I have taken in my life since I was a child in Gion, I have taken in the hope of bringing myself closer to you. When I said these words, all the heat in my body seemed to rise to my face. I felt I might float up into the air just like a piece of ash from a fire, unless I could focus on something in the room. I tried to find a smudge on the tabletop, but already the table itself was glazing over and disappearing in my vision. Look at me, Sayuri. I wanted to do as the chairman asked, but I couldn't. How strange, he went on quietly, almost to himself, that the same woman who looked me so frankly in the eye as a girl many years ago can't bring herself to do it now. Perhaps it ought to have been a simple task to raise my eyes and look at the chairman, and yet, somehow, I couldn't have felt more nervous if I'd stood alone on a stage with all of Kyoto watching. We were sitting at a corner of the table, so close that when at length I wiped my eyes and raised them to meet his, I could see the dark rings around his irises. I wondered if perhaps I should look away and make a little bow and then offer to pour him a cup of sake, but no gesture would have been enough to break the tension. As I was thinking these thoughts, the chairman moved the vial of sake and the cup aside, and then reached out his hand and took the collar of my robe to draw me toward him. In a moment, our faces were so close, I could feel the warmth of his skin. I was still struggling to understand what was happening to me and what I ought to do or say, and then the chairman pulled me closer and he kissed me. It may surprise you to hear that this was the first time in my life anyone had ever really kissed me. General Tottori had sometimes pressed his lips against mine when he was my Donna, but it had been utterly passionless. I'd wondered at the time if he simply needed somewhere to rest his face. Even Yasuda Akira, the man who'd bought me a kimono and whom I'd seduced one night at the Tatematsu tea house, must have kissed me dozens of times on my neck and face, but he never really touched my lips with his. And so you can imagine that this kiss, the first real one of my life, seemed to me more intimate than anything I'd ever experienced. I had the feeling I was taking something from the chairman and that he was giving something to me, something more private than anyone had ever given me before. There was a certain very startling taste, as distinctive as any fruit or sweet, and when I tasted it, my shoulders sagged and my stomach swelled up, because for some reason it called to mind a dozen different scenes I couldn't think why I should remember.